Welcome to the Get Fit Guy's quick and dirty tips to get moving and shape up. My name is Brock Armstrong, and I'm the Get Fit Guy. A few years ago, a friend of mine actually took me up on a challenge and raced a Spartan obstacle race while wearing a weighted vest. It's not an exaggeration to say that doing so made an already intense race a million times harder. Well, okay, maybe I'm exaggerating a little, but you get my point. After the race, he said that he literally felt like he was dragging an entire extra body around the race course. And after looking at the data from his wrist-worn activity tracker during a debriefing later that day, we could see that his heart rate shot up, his lungs and muscles must have been burning, and his body temperature went through the roof. Now, the next day, he was so sore and so fatigued that his walking gait actually reminded me of a zombie in one of those old horror films. So while I certainly don't think you need to do an obstacle race in a weighted vest, this piece of fitness gear can come in quite handy as a potent tool for enhancing the difficulty of an aerobic workout or building extra strength and muscle and turning up the intensity of bodyweight exercise. So some of you may actually be wondering what a weighted vest really is. Well, a weighted vest is simply a vest that is either made from a heavy material or equipped with small pockets that can be filled with tiny sandbags, custom-sized steel bars, or a variety of other weighted objects. The general purpose of a weighted vest is to add extra weight for bodyweight exercises, for walking, for distance running, or speed, agility, and quickness drills. And when it comes to performance, research has shown that using this type of extra load during sprinting or speed work requires your lower body muscles to generate more force against the ground, and this can lead to improvements in strength, power, and acceleration during running, as well as increased strength and efficiency during speed, power, and agility drills. But even if you're not a professional athlete, another study published in the Journal of Strength and Conditioning Research has shown that you can still benefit from using a weighted vest. In fact, simply doing your daily activities with a bit of extra weight can significantly increase the metabolic cost, or how much fuel you use. It can also increase the intensity of an activity or exercise that would normally be easy, and even help with bone density by loading the skeletal system. Whether you decide to get a light 10-pound vest or an intermediate 20 to 30-pound vest or a serious 40 to 50-pound vest, I have 5 quick and dirty tips to keep in mind. Starting with tip number 1, do bodyweight exercises with a weighted vest. It's really simple to turn a bodyweight workout into a much more difficult routine by simply putting on a weighted vest. For example, here's one routine that I have done while wearing a weighted vest that you can do a few times a month. Start with 2 minutes of jump rope with no vest, then put on the vest and do 20 weighted vest push-ups, 20 weighted vest squats, 20 weighted vest get-ups, where you simply lay down on your back on the ground and then do a sit-up motion and stand, and then 20 weighted vest reverse lunges. And you simply repeat these 5 moves as a circuit 3 to 5 times through, and make sure you do this routine without a vest first as a warm-up and as a way to decide how much weight you can safely put in your vest. And here's a quick tip. If you want an even more advanced version, throw in a round of pull-ups too. And here is tip number 2. Go on weighted vest walks and hikes. Simply getting out on a nice hiking trail or taking a walk through your neighborhood is always great, but you may have some loftier fitness goals in mind and want a more intense workout. To do that, simply put on a weighted vest over your shirt and under your coat, if it's the middle of winter, like it is right now for me. Now, for hiking and walking, you can be a little more adventurous and try a heavier 30 to 50 pound vest, but don't go straight to 50. Make sure you ease up to your maximum weight. As I always say, it's better to quote-unquote waste a workout than it is to hurt yourself and have to take a bunch of time off to recover. Of course, you don't have to simply wear a weighted vest during a hike or a long walk. You can also wear it in the park or on a school field while shopping for groceries or even while you're doing some stair repeats in your office or your home. I mean, the sky is kind of the limit here. And here's another quick tip. Another way to use your weighted vest is for a warm-up. A 2013 study actually looked at wearing a weighted vest during a warm-up on endurance running performance and its potential neuromuscular and metabolic mediators. And it's a fancy way of saying that they found that the runners who warmed up or did strides wearing a weighted vest could experience a higher peak running speed. It's pretty cool. Now here's tip number three. Ride your bike with a weighted vest. Now, hitting the trail with your bike while sporting a weighted vest is another great strategy, and it works really well on a route with some rolling hills, especially if you alternate between standing and riding in a seated position to also get an upper body workout. If outdoor biking feels too weird or maybe even dangerous, you can also wear a weighted vest when you ride indoors on a stationary bike or during a spin class that's starting to feel a little bit too easy. Now, here is a bike workout that you can do outdoors or indoors. Put on your weighted vest and do the following. Do 1 mile or about 2 kilometers of easy pedaling to warm up. Then, alternate between 30 seconds of riding while standing and 30 seconds of riding while sitting, and do that 10 times through. Then finish with 4 minutes of standing. Then ride for 1 mile or 1.6 kilometers as hard as you possibly can in a seated position, and then cool down for 1 mile or about 2 kilometers, doing an easy spin. And on to tip number four, do weighted vest chores. Now, whether you're doing laundry, gardening, walking up and down the stairs while cleaning, or any other household chore, you can get some free exercise through incidental movement by adding a little extra weight to your meat sack body. And here's a quick tip. If you're really ambitious, you can even amplify the benefits of the weighted vest by wearing ankle weights or wrist weights. You know, in the year-long Weigh Less program that I run with my friend and fellow Quick and Dirty Tips podcaster, Monica Reinagle, otherwise known as the Nutrition Diva, you know, we often talk about building more meaningful movement into your day by becoming less efficient with your everyday tasks, instead of becoming more efficient as all those productivity gurus would have you do. You know, wearing some weights on your torso and your limbs is likely the least efficient way I can think of to move through your life. But you know what? The useful part of a weighted vest is that no matter where or how you move, it's going to make every aspect of getting from point A to point B just a little bit more inefficient and challenging. And that's the key to building fitness right there. Challenging your muscles, cardiovascular system, balance, flexibility, and mobility. That's it. And finally, tip number five, lift weights with a weighted vest. Now, this is kind of the ultimate right here. You can add an intense twist to just about any weight training routine by putting on a weighted vest. For example, my favorite push-pull workout gets seriously amplified when it's done wearing a weighted vest. Now, the main thing you'll notice is that your core, your lower back, and your inspiratory and expiratory muscles have to work way harder at the same time as the other muscles that you're specifically working on. And this gives you an added fitness boost by challenging your small postural and core muscles. But after all these tips are said and done, remember, use caution with a weighted vest. It's important to use caution whenever you try something new, and using a weighted vest is no exception. One common issue with weighted vests, especially the heavy ones, is that they can place a large amount of pressure on your upper back and shoulders, and for very long walks or upper body movements such as pull-ups and push-ups, this can cause muscle stiffness, tightness, and even knots in your neck and your upper back. Plus, the movement of the vest can also cause skin chafing and even joint injuries. Now, if you're using a weighted vest for very intense workouts, you may feel like your breathing is constricted as well. You may also feel like you're overheating due to the heavy, non-breathable material like nylon or neoprene that's often used in the construction of these vests. This means you need to hydrate a little bit more and be prepared to take a few more breaks than you normally would. Now, ultimately, using a weighted vest in your movement routines can be a great way to amp up the difficulty of your workout. Just make sure to take it easy, take your time, and always listen to your body. All right. Thanks for tuning in this week, and don't forget to tune in next week because I'm talking to the co-founder of a company that developed an app that can track your blood glucose levels and help you make some decisions around how you're going to approach your workouts. It's a fascinating conversation. I think you'll really enjoy it, so make sure to tune in next week. Now, Get Fit Guys, written, narrated, and produced by me, Brock Armstrong, with editorial support from Karen Hertzberg. Our marketing manager for podcasts here at Quick and Dirty Tips is Morgan Ratner. Our manager of podcast operations is Michelle Margulis. Our assistant manager for podcasts is Emily Miller. And our vice president is Kathy Doyle. Now, my name is Brock Armstrong, and I'm the Get Fit Guy. Asking you, what are you waiting for? Throw some extra weight on that body.